The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, the dude with Wallace didn't get herself ejected in the state final for some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Like, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee. Bird's Eye View here. Jesse, Mike is on vacation. He's not here. If you missed last week, it looks as though we are back with power. There was power cut to the building last week, so we were kind of worried throughout. If we were going to stay on the air, we were on a generator. We made it and got Howard Herman here as our special guest filling in. He's tapping his wrist. He does have a pulse.
Right-hander out of the bullpen.
Yes. How's your changeup?
It's okay.
You still got your stuff, but let's be real. You don't have a fastball like you do in your 30s. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's true.
And so as you
move on and professionally, you have to develop other pitches.
I'm saying
you can't just depend on the fastball.
Right. No.
You got to have a curve, slider, changeup, slurve.
All the curve seems to be out of fashion these days. Everyone does a slider. At least in the majors.
Well, yeah, but a lot of. The really good pitchers throw curves.
Sure.
Nowadays...
But the really good pitchers throw everything.
Yeah, but nowadays it's all about velocity.
Yes.
And I think that's why you go through so many pitchers. Because they all get hurt because they're throwing the ball miles an hour. And it damages their elbow, damages their shoulder.
Pitching strategy is also incredibly stupid. Here's a scenario, right? Let's say you're up 0-2 in the count. What do they tell you to do?
They tell you to waste a pitch. I hate that.
And they might tell you to waste two pitches.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it's coming. It's so I feel like you don't see it as much in high school because there's much stricter pitch counts.
Oh, I still think.
But I see it a lot too, right?
I see it in high school all the time. Somebody jumps out to an 0-2 count. You're throwing that pitch on the outer edge trying to get somebody to chase.
And
most of them don't chase.
Even the high school kids know not to chase. It's like, okay, so you just wasted a pitch or two, and now maybe you throw, like you said, a curveball, and it just misses. It is what it is. And now it's 2-2, if not 3-2, and all this. It's, you're 0-2. Fire a strike, get him out, move on to the next batter.
You are 0-2. You have the advantage.
Mm-hmm. Press it.
You don't want to give up the advantage if you're a pitcher.
Nope.
It's like if you're 2-0, and you're the batter, you don't want to give up that advantage.
Sure. Yeah. If you're up 2-0, if you're up 3-0, you don't give the pitcher a free strike. Fine. You don't want to swing at something, get soft contact, and get out on a ground ball. I get it. But yeah, pitching strategy is not great.
I've been a long believer in the old philosophy. If a pitcher is walking guys, two or three like that, if you're up, that bat stays on your shoulder until he throws you a strike. And once he throws you a strike, then you go.
Sure. This is a fine conversation to lead in today. It's just about the midpoint of the spring season. A lot of teams are right about 9 games.
We're on the back end of the curve. Because in baseball and softball, the cutoff date for Western Mass is the 14th of May. And that's not a month that's less than a month away.
Right. So my thing was most teams, you need 18 regular season games, and everyone's at right about 9. So
and everybody's going to be
right about halfway.
And the ones who aren't are going to be playing like every other day because of that lovely April that we've had.
Time is relative. It's, how many games. So we are at the midpoint of the games, and things have somewhat started to crystallize, especially with regards to baseball and softball. Softball was maybe already a little more crystallized. Baseball, we started to see what's going on better. Lacrosse has started to figure things out. We are in a good place with all of that. Where we want to start? Let's start with Baseball, lacrosse has been a bit of a, softball has been a bit of a slow start this week, just not as many games are playing. Actually, before we get to baseball, I do want to mention we had a couple of milestone achievements last night. Reese Raymond for Greylock, she scored the 100th point of her career. They took a tough loss at West Springfield, 13-10. Westside is a very good team. It was a close loss on the road. It was like an 11 a.m. game, so they kind of had to get out there pretty early for that. It's a D2 program, so Greylock, 13-10 narrow loss. But even still, I think that's the first loss of the season for the Mounties. They've been looking very good. Raymond had 5 goals in the game, but a girl for Westside had 7. So just kind of what are you going to do there? But she gets the 100th point of her career.
It's interesting because Jeff Stripp, the coach at Mount Greylock, likes scheduling up.
He does.
And this is obviously a tough game that helps them down the road win, lose, or draw.
Correct. And they need to see that just given, what's in at the state level. And then for Hoosick boys lacrosse, which got a, good win over Lennox, Jaden Tatro got the 100th goal or 100th point of his career, and Max Griffin got the 500th save of his career. So very, very impressive milestones for them. And they got a win over Lennox. So it's 4 straight wins over Lennox for Hoosick. They have kind of had the millionaire's number after Lennox got him in the Western Mass Finals a couple years ago. So Hoosick's doing pretty well. They have a game against Wakona coming up. That's going to be a huge game. Just maybe to see, that's probably going to decide who's the best team in Berkshire County. Hoosick and Lennox do play again later on, I believe. So, and Lennox was missing some players. But even still, that's a pretty impressive win for Hoosick. We'll see what happens down the stretch. But, yeah, Hurricanes looking good, looking like they're trying to make it 3 straight Western Mass titles. Get those some due credit to those players.
It's always funny when I read that a goalie got his or her 500th save. You kind of hope they got it as junior or senior.
If they got
their 500th save as a sophomore, that means their team hasn't been real good and they've faced a whole lot of shots early on.
Yeah, Max Griffin did, because last year in Western Mass semis, he got 400 saves, and I covered that game. And he said, yeah, I was getting like 200 saves my first couple of years. Now I've got like 100 saves this year. He understood that there were far fewer saves coming his way because the defense had gotten much improved. But he also said, we're winning a lot more, so I don't really care if I don't get these number saves, right? And that was something actually, because I did the story because Wakona's Fallon Renderer, who was their goalie last year, helped them to a Western Mass title, first in program history. She had something like 560 saves in her career. And so anyway, she said the same thing, and Kathy Budaj said that. She said, if you're the goalie at Longmeadow, you're maybe getting 100 saves in your career, right? Like, yeah, she had to kind of deal with being under siege for the first 3 years of her career, and now it's a little better. But in any case, we'll move on. I think we should go with let's talk about Drury and Lennox baseball. Because I had brought up concerns, questions about Drury, and they seem to have found their stride. Carson Rylander had a phenomenal game yesterday against Hampshire. Gave up like one hit, had 9 strikeouts. And Lennox, who new coach, and it seemed like they could be decent but still relatively young. Lennox just kind of looks good.
Lennox is good. They aren't as deep as some of the other teams are. That of course is a non-league game. When you talk about Drury, you look forward to tomorrow. The game of the year in the Suburban West is Wakona hosting Drury, because Wakona right now is 5-0 and Drury's 4-1 in the league. So, and Wakona won the first game. So if Drury has hopes of winning Suburban West, they need to win that game, because otherwise that puts them 2 games behind.
Sorry, Drury beat Hampshire 3-1 yesterday. Carson Rylander, 7 innings, so complete game. We just were talking about pitch counts. 95
yes.
Pitches, 68 for strikes, so efficiency. 2 hits, 0 earned runs, 1 walk, 12 strikeouts. That's putting the ball in play.
And it was a little bit, it was not warm yesterday, but it was warmer. And I was having a conversation yesterday. I had covered the Pittsfield-Westfield baseball game. And I was talking to Pittsfield coach Drew Pierce about that. I said, do you feel like, and he kind of agreed that, you know, that as the weather warms up, all the pitchers from top to bottom are going to get into more of a groove because when it's 30 degrees,
you can't feel your fingers, you can't feel the ball.
It's really hard to, I mean, it's easy to throw fastballs.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to throw some off-speed stuff if you need touch. And, you know, and hopefully, you know, that as April turns into May, we will have April into May weather instead of having this February into March weather that we're still having.
Yeah, Drury, 5-game win streak, 9-4 over Ware, 17-1 over Greylock, 11-5 over Southwick, 9-6 over Lennox, 3-1 over Hampshire. So racking up some wins, which is nice to see.
They've got to, you know, but they've got to get more wins in their league play. They're 4-1 in league play, and you know they get that big one on Friday. You know, with Rylander having gone yesterday, he won't pitch against Wakona.
I imagine you have Connor Hinkle.
Hinkle hasn't pitched yet. Hinkle's had some arm issues, so he has yet to pitch.
Well, if he doesn't, I will say Braden Durant was very impressive against Lennox. That was a 9-6 win. He went 5 2/3 innings, gave up 9 hits, 5 runs, but only 1 run was earned. Only 1 walk, so once again, staying in the zone. And he had 8 strikeouts, and then J.J. Prengruber came in relief. And so they got young arms coming
that's
up.
That's the one thing that that both Drury and Pittsfield have in common.
Bunch of arms.
Is they have multiple arms. They don't just have one or two guys. Wakona's going to throw Sam McLaughlin on Friday, and he's doesn't throw particularly hard, so the defense behind him is going to have to make plays.
I'm surprised they're not throwing Rebuse.
Rebuse also hasn't pitched yet this year.
Ah, okay.
He's had back issues, and he's playing, but he's not pitching. And they are obviously, even though I'm sure Colin Parrott would love to throw him, I am sure they are also being overly cautious because he's a Division One. He's a future Division One pitcher.
I mean, you know, the best player on your team can't do what he's best at. That's an issue. But also, I mean, you know, that bites for a spectator, man. I want to see Connor Hinkle versus James Rebuse like that. That's a lot of fun.
Then don't come.
Yeah, true.
You're welcome to come and bring a chair and sit next to me tomorrow.
I believe I will be at a different game, but let's see. Oh wait, actually, this didn't happen last night. This happened earlier in the week as well. Just because you reminded me of that Lily Ferris for Pittsfield girls lacrosse got the 100th point of her career. Forgot to mention that at the top because that was a few days ago. Got that in a win over McCann, I believe. McCann got Pittsfield in the first game of the season. Pittsfield got the rematch. Moving forward, let's see. Monument got the first win of its year. Gus Luff had a really good outing. They shelled Southwick. Greylock beat Lennox 10-5. And Pittsfield still looks like Pittsfield.
Circle May 7th on your calendar. That's when Springfield Central comes to Clapp Park to play Pittsfield. Central 6-0, Pittsfield 5-1, both in the Valley West. That game could decide the league championship because Pittsfield's had little trouble with anybody else in their league, and that's a very good league. I was talking to Drew Pierce yesterday after they beat Westfield 5-0, which was a far cry over from the 10-0 run rule when they had in Westfield, when they scored 10 runs with 2 outs, which is
crazy.
Absolutely nuts. But he said, you know, last year at this point, they had lost 2 games. He wasn't happy about that last year. So this year, it's different because we lost two real, you know, they lost to Longmeadow and they lost to Central. Two really good teams.
I read that in your story when I was editing it, and I think I agree. I wasn't at the game against Longmeadow or Central this year, but it seemed like they beat because Central is better that day. I don't know if those two teams are better in general, but they were better that day. They got outplayed, and I remember last year they lost to, I think it was Belchertown. And you could
and
just
they should
tell,
not lose.
They
to
should not have lost to Belchertown in general. But that game, you could just tell they kind of no-showed it in his email. That kind of seemed what had happened. And so, yeah, they had some losses last year where you just kind of like, what are you doing? You know, what's going on here? Why did the kids not get off the bus? All that type of stuff. And this year, I mean, I think it helps that some of your pitchers are now seniors. But yeah, it just feels as though they are a little more dialed in, and the losses they have taken were because the other team was just better on that day.
Well, the other thing is, it's something I used to tell my son all the time when he was playing Little League and Babe Ruth and stuff. You can lose, or you can get beat.
Yes.
And they are, even though they both show up on the L column, they are vastly different aspects, because you don't mind getting beat. You know, you tip your hat to the other guys. You move on. You don't want to lose.
Well, and that's the difference this year, is they've been beaten. They
yes,
haven't lost.
And that's basically what Drew was saying.
And what's also been a huge improvement for them this year is Matt Egan. You know, just as I think he's probably the third best arm this year, and he has, you know, he's not a speedster like Jay Cody or Simon Melly, but he has, you know, I joked in the beginning, his off-speed stuff has changed, all that kind of, he is really just working it very, very well, and they have, he's pitched a lot of shutout innings for them, and that's been invaluable.
And yesterday Cody could have gone the distance. He was at 70 pitches ish, and he didn't pitch the seventh inning. The one thing, and we've talked about it here before, is that the Pittsfield coaching staff is very strict when it comes to pitch counts. And I suspect that if the weather might have been 10 degrees warmer, maybe he finishes, but no sense in taking any chances.
No, and I mean, you have Auburn Friday, you have Wacona on Tuesday. I imagine they want to keep him and Melly well-rested for those games.
And Auburn's been okay. Auburn's not that good.
They're not that good. They are a D3 team, so you know, you'll see them come tournament time. But yeah, it's I think Wacona is obviously the bigger one that they're more concerned about. And that Tuesday, actually, I'll use this as a transition. It should be an interesting day, too, because I believe that is when Lennox softball makes its dramatic return. They've basically been off for a week now just because of the weather this week. Yeah, they had a two-week break. Monday the 13th, they were at Greylock, won that game 21-13. Monday the 27th, so 14 days between the two games. Monday, they will host Monument Mountain. They were in the league the last 4 years now. They're in the Suburban West together. And then on Tuesday, they're at Taconic. Wednesday, they're at Hopkins Academy. So when we said that softball team, some of you are going to have to play, you know, 8 games in a row, that's what's happening. So next week they'll play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, and it'll be a brutal week. You'll have Taconic, Hopkins, and Hoosick, and then Saturday you'll play Wacona.
Well, here's
so
a question.
That's a rough go.
I wonder how brutal it is to play games like that instead of practicing. I mean, I think they'd all rather just play games, and I wonder if the coaches and the administration and the athletic director at Lennox took this week off because it's vacation week, and they didn't want to. Because I know of a team who had several starters away from their game because of vacation week, and I think that's an absolute no-no.
Yeah, it's true. It means that you're not. I mean, yeah, they don't have a deep team, so if you're out one or two kids, you can really be in trouble there, so maybe it does make sense.
Yeah, and I've long felt that if you are during a vacation week going on a school trip, I read that Mount Greylock has kids in Argentina right now on a school trip. I'm fine with that. It's an academic exercise. Teachers are going. It's approved by the school. But if mom and dad are taking you to Disney World for the week, that's not right.
We're going to take a little bit of a break. And then we'll come back with some more softball. So keep it locked here on WTBR and WSBR.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Wonder what happened to those great local PCTV channels? Did you lose them? No worries, they're still there. Go to cable channels 1301, 1302, and 1303 to watch the best local content on television. News and information, sports and entertainment, city council, school committee, July 4th parade. It's all there waiting for you. Pittsfield Community Television. For over 30 years, we are still your local television.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. WTBR, WSBR, Bird's Eye View here. Jesse, special guest Howard Herman. Mike is off this week. Before the break, we're talking about Lennox softball because they had a couple losses in a row, beat Greylock, and now they have a busy week next week. A lot of that going around. Their game against Taconic will be very interesting. They played when it was 35 degrees out, and Taconic was up 11-4, and their pitcher just could not hold on to the ball and coughed up the lead and lost. So the rematch is at Taconic. That will be an interesting one to see what happens. Lennox at Hoosick. Hoosick at Lennox was a very close game. Hoosick won 6-2. So the rematch will be very interesting to watch. Hoosick still unbeaten on the season. They've been just going through teams, looking very, very confident doing it. I mean, they have just kind of been hitting milestones left, right, and center. Graceland Wright got her, I believe it was 400th strikeout. The pitcher, she had a perfect game in five innings this year. Hannah Lord got 100 hits. Genevieve LeJess got 100 hits. Like, everyone's just kind of showing up, showing out. They beat Taconic 24-12 on Tuesday. They will host Drury today. That used to be a league rivalry, now non-league rivalry. You expect Hoosick to win this pretty confidently because Drury's rebuilding this year. They're just kind of, they're rolling, they're a wagon. McCann also a bit of a wagon, 8-0. They had a really dominant win over Taconic last Friday, 10-4. And they look like a team that can make some noise in Western Mass in Class C, because Class C is open. Franklin Tech is rebuilding, Greenfield is rebuilding. So Lennox, McCann, they all might be able to give it their best shot just because it's open for business. And they have some good pitching. They trade off a lot intentionally, and it works for them. They have some really, really good hitters, 1-9. They have been known to make errors, but when they limit the errors, they just play really, really well. What was her name? Riley Rathbun had some good catches at third. Aiden Champney was great at shortstop. So Maggie Worley was phenomenal in left field against Taconic. So yeah, you know, my question with McCann is just they don't play a great schedule, but if they can show up against some of the better competition they see in the regular season, they absolutely can make some postseason noise, which would be pretty cool. Pittsfield also seems to be moving in the right direction. They beat Monument and Drury to kind of, you know, get back. So they're now 3-6 on the season. They host Wakona today and then East Longmeadow Friday. So those are two huge games. Wakona got Pittsfield last year. So that'd be very interesting to watch because Wakona has looked pretty good. Be interesting to see where PHS is at given that their wins have come again against non-league teams, but Wakona is a pretty good non-league team.
It has been a year where it seems to me that no softball team has really become dominant this year.
Other than Hoosick, I would agree.
Yeah, and it seems to me like they're the only they're the team that has the best chance to do something. When you get to the end of May and June.
Hoosick and everyone else is how I look at Berkshire County this year. I would look at Hoosick as, I expect you to make the Western Mass Final, and I think you can make the Final Four. I expect you to make the quarterfinals for sure, but I think you can make the Final Four. Everyone else, I'm looking at, you're pushing around a 16, you know? Like, maybe given the right path, everything works out, Wakona, maybe Lennox can make the quarterfinals if everything breaks their way. But as of right now, it really does feel like Hoosick and everyone else.
And we should be getting ready to either Friday or next Tuesday get our first power ratings from the MIAA, because we're about due.
I have been saying the same thing. I imagine just because of the delay, the rain and all that kind of stuff, the weather, they've been pushing it back.
But they can't push it back because you still only have three more weeks at, you know, coming up till the end of the regular season, 3.5 weeks. So you need to start doing them so people know where they are.
Yeah, I agree. I have been looking at the MIA site. I feel as though it's probably Friday, Tuesday at the absolute latest where we will get them. It will be interesting to see where Pittsfield is for baseball and softball, because the last 2 years they're in D4. Now they're in Division III, so that's going to be higher. And Pittsfield was the number one seed in D4 last year. Now we're going to see how that power rating holds up. But in lacrosse, the last 4 years, Pittsfield has been in D4 in the smallest division. Now they're in D3. So it will be interesting to see. Pittsfield boys are having a tough season, but the Pittsfield girls have been on a winning streak. It'll be interesting to see, you know, where they are ranked in Division III. They're looking for their first trip to the statewide tournament under first-year coach Molly West, first-year assistant coach Jerome Edgerton. So that'll be interesting. They did get Ella Kroboth back, which is huge because they now have two legitimate scoring options with her and Lily Ferris. And then you add in Addie LaFerrier, a couple other players, and their offense has been doing pretty well, especially in league play. But, yeah, the power ratings will be really interesting to see just because I'm very curious to see where Pittsfield baseball stacks up, given that last year they were the one seed in D4, and now you move to D3, and those power ratings aren't going to be as potent. And so, you know, how you're in the best league in Western Mass, how is that going to help you you stand up rating-wise against the rest of the state?
Well, I think Pittsfield's got the one advantage Pittsfield baseball has is that four of the six teams in the Valley West are Division I schools. Minichog, Central, Pope Francis, Westfield.
They're all above them. No, that's a big help. That's a big help that they're all above them. Yeah, Chog and Westfield are D2, Pope and Central are D1, and then Taconic is D3 like Pittsfield.
Yeah. So I think that helps them out in that area.
Sure. No, 100% it helps them out. But, you know, they were in the, like, basically the same league last year, and they were so. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not as though
it won't help them as much this year because of where they are.
Right.
Whereas last year, you know, put them right at the top.
Yeah.
But, you know, but I can't imagine without having, you know, and I'm not a math guy, and I don't do this, and I don't sit at home and do all the permutations. I can't imagine that they won't be top eight.
I would fully expect them to be top eight, especially, like, let's say it comes out tomorrow.
Which gives you, if you stay top eight, that gives you home field until the Final Four.
Nope, top eight is quarter. Top four is top Final Four.
Yeah,
top eight is
quarterfinal. Good enough. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, I would expect if they come out tomorrow, Pittsfield would be top five. I would think just because they got a lot of wins by five runs or more. And they only have two losses to very good teams, so that shouldn't really hurt them all that much. But, yeah, sorry, go for it.
No, I wanted to change subjects. I wanted to give a shout-out to former Wacona pitcher Avery Vail Cruz.
Ah, yes.
Who is
softball for University of Rhode Island.
She is 8-8 with a 3.72 ERA. She is 9 complete games in 15 starts, 96 innings. What makes her numbers pretty crazy is that without her, they are 8-16. She has won half of their 16 games. They are 16-24 and 5-13 in the Atlantic 10. That's pretty nuts.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, she was a stud for Wacona, helped them to a Western Mass final in the first year of the new format. In the first year of the statewide, led them to the Final Four. They lost to Amesbury. I was at that game, and she was still great. You knew she was going to Rhode Island, and the Amesbury pitcher was going to Northeastern. So it was a pretty fun matchup.
I wonder if they've ever met, if they've ever faced each other in college.
Yeah, that'd be really funny if they did. It was a weird decision by the Amesbury coach. He started somebody else. else. Wakona shelled the other girl, and then they put in the D1 commit. So I don't really know what she was doing. But anyway, thank you all for tuning in. Some big games coming up, like we said. Got Wakona Pittsfield baseball coming up. Got Wakona Pittsfield softball tonight at PHS, 4 o'clock. Might see you there. So have a good rest of your week. Mike will be back next week. And enjoy the warm weather. Take it easy.